From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's 5:01 and 71 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. We want to update you on severe weather in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding areas. On tornado watch for much of central Illinois, including Champaign, Coles, DeWitt, and Macon, Vermillion counties. And joining us on the phone is meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, who I understand is in one of those tornado-warned counties, reporting safely, of course. Andrew, what's the latest?
Thanks, Reginald. Right now, if you're listening to me in Champaign-Urbana, we've got good news. That is that the severe weather risk is quickly fading here. I don't want to give the official all clear. Still possible we could have some storms moving through the area with torrential rains and maybe a large hail risk. But the risk for a tornado in Champaign-Urbana is now near zero for the first time in about 24 hours here as we've watched this severe weather risk ramp up and now start to come to an end. As I mentioned in the broadcast here over the last hour and 90 minutes, my concern is a bit higher for folks over towards the Decatur area, which is where I am right now. I am kind of on the south and east side of Decatur, headed over towards the Dalton City area, and that's where we have a tornado-warned storm. It is one of those supercell thunderstorms, and it is rotating and likely producing some large hail and damaging winds as it moves through primarily portions of Macon County, moving out of eastern Sangamon County, impacting Decatur right now, likely with some large hail and damaging wind gusts. And the potential tornado with this storm would be in the Mount Auburn area, south of Interstate 72. Although Interstate 72, the area between Iliopolis, Harristown, and Decatur, likely seeing some very large hail right now, a pretty bright signature on the radar, indicative of the potential. We could see some large hail there. Certainly 1 to 2 inches in diameter, maybe slightly larger in some of the biggest instances. Damaging wind gusts, 60 miles per hour possible as well. And then, as I mentioned, the area of rotation, possible tornado near Mount Auburn, Blue Mound, headed towards Macon, Mount Zion, and Dalton City. Decatur in the tornado warning polygon, but the biggest tornado risk probably going to pass just to the south of the Decatur Metro proper. So Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana, our severe weather risk continues to fade quickly over the next, several hours, transitioning just to a potential flash flood risk as we see numerous storms moving through the area. The rain and thunder into the late evening and the early overnight. But as we talked about, a severe weather risk that could, potentially span from 4 to 10 p.m. tonight to be giving the, essentially all clear in Champaign County at 5 p.m. is definitely good news. We'll just keep our fingers crossed that our friends over in the Decatur area and then off to the south, I expect Mattoon, Charleston, potentially the Taylorville areas, Shelbyville. These are likely the areas that we'll be dealing with severe weather and the risk of tornadoes as we head through the next several hours. So, again, the risk quickly fading in Champaign-Urbana, Champaign County, surrounding portions of east central Illinois as this risk for severe weather begins to shift off to the south of I-72 through the rest of the
Real quickly, Andrew, I understand this hail core that a lot of the meteorologists are focused on. It could be very large, like baseball-sized hail, and it's near I-72. Am I correct?
That is correct. Yeah, very large hail. It looks like moving along Interstate 72 in the Iliopolis area towards Harristown. This could be impacting parts of Decatur as well. So if you are able to hear me right now in Decatur, it's very possible you could see some significant hail moving into the area with this supercell. As mentioned here, the latest warnings have been saying 1 to 2 inches, but this is a very potent-looking hail core that certainly you could speculate might have hail up to the size of baseballs in there. That would be 3 inches plus. So the Decatur area really dealing with it probably the worst right now with this tornado-warned storm and the potential for significant damaging hail in parts of Macon County, Decatur, and then including some of these small communities in the area, Mount Auburn, Blue Mound, Elwin, Harristown, Booty, Macon, Mount Zion, Dalton City, all in the path of a potential tornado and very large hail.
And two questions for you. Of course, if you are out there driving and the worst thing you can do is pull under an underpass, where should drivers look for safety, especially if they're trying to avoid that large hail?
Absolutely. I always preach awareness, and so, it's too late to do anything about it now, but I love to preach, researching the weather on your travel route before you begin traveling. So Ideally, we're not on the interstate right now being surprised by a tornado warning. I know that's not the case for everybody, though. So if you are in your car on I-72 dealing with this tornado-worn storm and very large hail, if you have an exit coming up, your best bet is going to be to get off of the highway and stop driving. If you don't have an exit nearby, just pull over to the side of the road. It is true you do not want to stop under an overpass. There are multiple reasons why that is the case. Most significant of which is the fact that it is, you can see the winds accelerate through there. It's not a safe place to shelter from a tornado. In fact, the winds, if a tornado were to impact you, will accelerate under that overpass. So you're putting yourself in line for a worse experience than if you just did not park under the overpass. The other thing you're going to do is block up the road, lead to a traffic jam, which then means that other folks who are trying to get to safety can no longer do so because you've chosen to block the road. So never park under the overpass. Absolute worst thing you could do. You're putting yourself and others in much greater danger than if you were to just pull off to the side of the road and let the storm pass. Or even better, we've planned ahead, or we've found a truck stop or a rest area, and we're stopping and allowing the storm to pass, and ideally being near a shelter there at the same time. So again, just to kind of reiterate, this worst storm right now is in the Decatur area, potential for hail 2.5 to 3 inches in diameter and a potential tornado moving east at 35 miles an hour through southern portions of Macon County and northeastern portions of Christian County.
And real quickly, my second question is, of course, and we had answered one email earlier, that we hear Decatur, we know that's southwest of Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana, but you're saying these storms will stay to the south of Champaign-Urbana?
Correct. These storms are tracking south and east, so their trajectory will take it south of Champaign-Urbana. So no upstream risk of a tornado right now. On top of that, the environment now that this first or second line has passed through is no longer going to support the risk of tornadoes. So can't rule out the potential for a strong storm or two to move through the area with heavy rain, lots of lightning, maybe some small hail in Champaign-Urbana, but the tornado risk from these storms we're seeing in the Decatur area, this is going to move south of Champaign-Urbana. Looking way into the future, Interstate 57, this would pose a risk for folks in the Tuscola, Arcola, and Mattoon-Charleston areas. So south of Champaign-Urbana is where that risk will be highest as we go through the next few hours.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. And we are going to return to All Things Considered in Progress on WILL AM 580 and Illinois Classical FM 90.9. Also, return to music on Illinois Soul FM 101.1. But if we do get a severe weather warning, you'll hear that from the National Weather Service first, and then we'll come back on, especially if we have something very severe here in Champaign, Urbana. But as Andrew just said, it looks like we're starting to get much lighter weather. I'm Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.